drinking at a party the other night, and I was talking to this guy. I said his name was Jim. Nice enough, but there's this weird tension between us.
Sexual tension?
No. We're both running headlong through this conversation. We don't want to get left behind and look like those losers who stand in the corner of a party, sipping beer and staring bug-eyed at every other fucker, but we're fast running out of things to say. I already know he's studying some course I've already forgotten for his second year, and equally, he's already forgotten enough stuff about me. We're fast reaching monosyllabic answers. It's about this time that I become aware of the scene, and the huge absurdity of it all dawns on me. And following this, two questions come to mind. One, why this compulsion to make a conversation go on and on and on? And two, have we got nothing better to talk about?
Haven't we got anything better to say? Haven't we got anything better to say? Haven't we got anything better to say?
This compulsion to continue conversations well past our expiration we can put down to social pressure. We think we should talk and talk, and generally be fun and interesting. In short, we want to be the life of the party, because then we know we've been accepted. And what's life about if it's not about being accepted?
Titties and beer.
No. Having nothing to say?
Well,
maybe we weren't drunk enough. Maybe we're stupid, or maybe we're just boring. Maybe we're afraid of opening ourselves to ridicule by revealing the things that make us tick, or by boring someone else with the things we find important. Maybe we're just sick of playing mind games, cleaning ourselves up and prancing around like some trained animal in order to have some kind of arsehole who couldn't find the right end of a broom to fuck himself with, judge us and then humour us by saying a few choice words.
Haven't we got anything better to say? 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 Haven't we got anything better to say?